You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The state-by-state tallies of people signing up for benefits after layoffs are in, and we can now tell you that in the last week, 2.4 million more people were able to get through often clogged systems to get unemployment. That is down slightly from the week before, and it's now 39 million people since the lockdown started in March. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning to you, Diane.
Good morning.
So another 2.4 million people signed up for unemployment in the last week, down a little bit, but part of this ongoing horror show.
Yeah, it still is not great, and we're seeing the number of people, at least on continuing claims, it is going up, but it also means that many of the people who have been waiting to get money are finally starting to get money, and that's been a real issue because millions of applicants had yet to get their first check when, you know, things closed down in March.
Mm. Now, I've been very focused this week on a forecast from the Congressional Budget Office. You would have seen this, that they expect the U.S. economy to contract more than 38% in the current quarter, annualized. It almost seems outlandish, but it's not.
No, actually, that's not at all hard to get. We expect more than a 40% decline in consumer spending on an annualized basis. So, you know, sort of divide by four in the second quarter alone, because you had much of the quarter was actually shut down. And even as we reopen, it's moving very slowly as you start to ramp up again. So you really hit consumer spending very hard, but you also had a contraction in investment. We really had a cessation in activity that took out a good portion of the entire quarter. It's sort of this quick freeze I talk about, and the thaw is much harder and much slower and uneven, and then reveals the damages of that freeze.
Diane Swonk, she's the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.